You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler. That's right, it's Beer Talk Today on 91.7 FM WSUM.
Hello.
Etc. What's up, guys?
Chilling.
I'm good. It's a winter wonderland out there.
It is a winter wonderland out there. Stay safe, anybody who's listening to this in their car, stereo.
Yeah.
Should probably turn it up more and focus less on the road. It's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one. This is our final show of 2008. And so, yes, what a year it has been. So we decided to do sort of a best of 08 program.
A.K.A. It's all we came up with for the week.
Right.
Just like all TV shows.
Yeah.
It's
like to contend, though, like, I didn't have any say in this best of.
Sorry, John.
So.
Well, I think you'll approve of the vast majority of the clips.
All right.
Considering you were there.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Really?
You were there for the vast majority of the clips.
Huh.
All right. But before we get to that, we're going to do our little news in 60 seconds segment. You ready, John?
No, I got to read this over once.
Okay.
All right, no, I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready? All right, we're going to do a little 3, 2, 1, and go.
All right, according to ProBrewer.com, Heineken has announced that it will close the Beamish and Crawford Brewery in Cork, Ireland in March 2009. A review of the brewery had concluded that a significant investment would be needed for the Beamish and Crawford Brewery to meet international standards. So instead, it will be moving to the, I believe, the Cork Brewery in Cork, Ireland. Secondly, the Great Dane and Capital Brewery are teaming up to brew the biggest all-malt beer. The biggest all-malt beer ever brewed. According to ProBrewer.com, again, the brewers say that they want to create a beer with a very high specific gravity, resulting in a beer with an extremely high alcohol content. I would like to note they did not say anything about the beer tasting good. Next, according to Beer Advocate, a Queensland brewery is set to release Big Head, Australia's first no-carb beer. Apparently, there had been a lot of demand for low-carb beers, so he one-upped them. Next, according to Bloomberg, ABIB, which is Anheuser-Busch InBev, European Union wide trademark on Bud, isn't valid for a beer for beer and certain other uses in the European Union. Budweiser Budvar says that they own the rights to the name. And lastly, in show-related news, we seem to have quite a few downloads, but no one is leaving us comments. And that's all I got.
All right.
You didn't even time me.
Yeah, I did.
All right, what did I get?
It was 1.5 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have timed me.
Sorry. I was timing.
This is embarrassing.
No, it was good, though. You know, a lot of good news.
Yeah.
A lot of good news.
Some good stuff.
Interesting news. So, let's start that last one.
What the heck?
Well, I think
listeners,
no one's commenting on our own blog or madisonbeerreview.com. We have all sorts of ways.
Or
email.
The interweb is full of possibilities, people.
Yeah, you can comment on our show, contact us in many ways. We want to hear from you. But
be more constructive with your criticism.
That's true. Yes, exactly.
Or any criticism.
Yeah.
There's been none.
Yeah, no.
So maybe we're just doing such a perfect job.
Or, I don't know.
Maybe we're just doing such a mediocre job. So no one's like giving us criticism, but at the same time, no one is like, you guys are all awesome.
No, it's sort of, we're just in the middle, like, just good enough for them to listen, not good enough for them to praise.
We need to be more controversial.
And not bad enough to complain. Well, we will be more controversial. Stay tuned in 2009, folks. We will be controversial, I promise. But,
So that's that one.
So AB InBev. no longer can use Bud in the EU. Cool.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm totally with it. I mean, Budweiser Budvar has had that trademark for a long time. So,
and they can't use it in the U.S.
That's right. It's Czechvar. If you want to buy that beer in the U.S., it's called Czechvar.
But then they should totally call Bud Light Czech Light in the European Union,
or like Am Light American or something. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I have a feeling the term Am or American Light would go nowhere so fast.
Oh yeah, I'm sure
in the Union. But
Budweiser sells a bit over there.
I'm surprised.
Amazing, but you see it a lot. I just remember, I'm sure there's a lot of people who go over and get confused when they see, Budweiser on tap as Budweiser Budvar, what that means or what it is. I remember a friend telling me a story when he was in Austria. He asked a waiter at a restaurant, to recommend him a beer, and he said the best beer they had was Budweiser. He's like, Budweiser? What do you mean? He's like, oh, no, it's good. Budweiser. He brings it over, and he said, well, this isn't Budweiser. What are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah, Budweiser. You know, yeah. Confusion. But anyway.
I was at the Essen House on Thursday, and I saw an entire table of all international students drinking Budweiser.
Budweiser.
And I'm thinking, you have picked the absolute... You came to a German bar, and you're all drinking just terrible beer. And I'm just like, oh, I was so angry.
They probably had him take it out of, like, the basement, too, so it's, oh, like, yeah, room temp, you know?
Yeah, just for that.
It's, like, perfect.
Yikes. So what about... I thought the Atkins craze was over, but what about this no-carb beer?
That's dumb.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No flavor beer.
Yeah, I wonder what's in it.
What would you serve that with, Matt?
What would I serve a no-carb beer with?
Yeah, what would you pair that with?
A meal of air and water.
Oh, nice.
Or no-carb bread, maybe.
See, I don't know.
No-carb bread.
I'm thinking differently, man. You got to make up. I'd say, like, bacon-wrapped French bread.
And what is the most carbs? Yeah. I don't know. Really dense bread.
Probably a bread baked with, like, power bars stuffed in it.
Yeah, power bars. I'd pair it with a peanut butter power bar. Yeah. That's exactly right. But, yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, no carbs to me means no grain or some way to, like, get rid of carbs through filtration. Does that exist?
I don't think you can filtrate carbs.
I don't think filtrate or filter. I don't think you can do either one.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, filter's probably the right word.
Probably the right word. Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, probably just be, like, vodka with, like, hops steeped in it or something. I mean, I can't imagine, like, watered down. I don't know. Can't imagine it'd be good, but this is supposedly, what's the name of the brewer? I can't remember, but supposedly they're, like, a legitimate craft brewery in Australia.
Yeah, I didn't get the name
of the
brewery.
But Big Head is the
Big
beer.
Big Head is the name.
Yeah, you can look it up, but supposedly they're, like, a legitimate.
It makes it sound
brewery.
Really foamy.
Yeah, that's what it is. No carbs, all head.
It's like Bud Dry minus the liquid.
Minus the green. Yeah. So then, local story, the big beer being made out at the Dane, or I guess out at Capitol with Rob Labriglio from the Dane as well.
Are they making it out
Kirby, I think.
Huh. Oh, I thought they were making it the Dane.
Well, either way.
It in Madison.
Yeah, with those two, or in the area, with those two dudes.
So either way, it probably won't be bottled.
Probably not. No, I don't think it's going to be. I read something about bottled in, like, big bottles or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't remember.
Growlers?
Growlers, maybe growlers. I thought it was going to be bombers, but yeah, they're going shooting for 17% all malt, which is pretty bold. I mean, I remember reading a story a while back, or seeing a story. I don't think I ever read it in BYO magazine about a 21% ABV all malt homebrew supposedly being possible. Do you remember that?
I remember that magazine.
Yeah, so maybe some homebrew might have already broken that record, but who knows if they. Followed by Heishkabat.
No, who does this? The Utopia, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Is theirs all malt?
No, there's probably a lot
of sugar. There's definitely going to be sugar.
And I don't know. I know that.
I mean, Worldwide Stout
is 21%.
But there's probably a lot of.
Probably sugars.
I would like to know where they're getting their yeast from. Because you got to have a.
Like, it's
that
be a
yeast
mutant.
Has to be so. Yeah.
It's just like small
two
children.
Parts yeast, one part uranium.
Yeah, something like that.
Bumping up.
Something crazy. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they're, I mean, they're attempting it. We'll see if their yeast actually falls through. I'm sure they've got specific plans on how to do it, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good and good, but, like, within the whole article, it didn't say anything about.
How's it going to taste?
Yeah, it's just like, we're going for the biggest beer. Well, cool, but, like, who's going to want to drink a huge beer? So, I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of people, I mean, if they're making a small batch, I'm sure curiosity will sell it. I'm sure a lot of beer geeks around here, myself probably included, would like to try it, you know? But, yeah, is it going to be a really quality beer? 70% all malt, that sounds pretty dang sweet to me. That sounds like a milkshake.
Yeah.
Not only that, I know Utopia is like, what, $100 a bottle or something
It's something crazy. I think it's even more than that.
I wonder how pricey it's going to be. Especially if they're doing large size bottles.
I'm sure it's going to be insane. I'm sure it's going to be insane, yeah.
But there's enough beer crowds.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's cool to, you know, cool to experiment. And if they do it, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they can get it.
All those beer geeks with... Poor facial hair.
With poor facial hair, they'll buy it.
Run out and buy it.
They will buy it. it's an inside joke. Sorry, everyone. Beamish is closing one of their following Guinness's footsteps, closing another Irish brewery.
Yeah.
See that?
You scared me for a second. Because I thought you just were going to say they're closing.
Beamish is closing.
And I was thinking, I really like them. and but then they're moving, so that's good.
Yeah, and there's moving like down the road, didn't it? Yeah. Like? So, oh well.
So that's all right.
No harm, no foul, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if it like saves them money, and they're still able to produce the same beers. That's fine.
Still, yeah, still able to keep people's jobs and stuff in the area. It's cool with me. That's not too controversial.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty neutral on that one.
Yeah. After our really bold statements about the Dane and Capitals beer. But so that'll do it for News in 60 Seconds.